Blog Talk Radio.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Out there, this is Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I have a guest with me tonight, Dana Ridricks. She has written her first book called By and By. Let's all go by and by with Dana this evening. Anyone welcome to call the free guest line tonight, which is 657 1-888-383-0771. Hello, Dana. Are you with me this evening?
Yes, I am.
It's good to hear from you.
Same here.
Can you hear me very well?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get right to it. Can you tell all the listeners out there this evening about your Facebook ministry?
Yes.
Let's start that off. Let's start that off first before I get to the book.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that. Yes, I started it like 2 years ago, and it was centered around a crisis, but God encouraged me to, that inspired me to go ahead and go to ministry. So it's basically how it started.
Okay.
And
okay. Then, yeah.
I'm just, go ahead.
Okay. You have 3 Facebook ministries?
Yes, I do.
How is that? Can you explain to all of us?
Well, the Christian Ladies is basically, to support women. And then I have the God's People's Prayer List is prayer list, And God's People is just, like I said, it's for God's people.
Yes, I ran across the one God's People, and it's pretty good. If you're a godly and spiritual person, you can get into that. And could you give all the listeners out there and all your followers and fans the information on how to get onto those sites?
Well, just go to Facebook. You can find me on Facebook under God's People or Christian Ladies Unite, or you can find me on the God's People's Prayer List, or you can also find me on my website. I just established it a couple of months ago, and it's also under God's People.
All right. And you like poetry. You read and write poetry as well?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any poetry that you can remember off the top of your head that you can mention or say to us on air here?
Well, I can pretty much, by and by. I don't really know it by heart, but it's like, by and by, we look toward the sky, and we think about the seasons as they go by. Some of us are meant to stay, and some... Anyway, I can't remember, line for line, but it's basically, but I can tell you what it's about. It's basically talk about the different seasons in our lives and what we go through and how we all go through different phases of our lives, and we all have a purpose in life.
Right. So this book called By and By, I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm quite sure there are people that are listening and some of your followers are looking into getting the book. You had won Editor's Choice Awards on this book?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Yes.
Amen. And can you tell our listeners out there where to purchase this book and where can they buy it?
Amazon, Kindle, or you can go directly to Amazon, or you can buy it on Kindle.
Okay. And what inspired you to write the book? I mean,
I've been wanting to do it for a while. And finally get a chance to do it, I actually named it after the first poem I just got an award for, By and By. I wrote that to my mother, and, after she had died, so.
Okay. What's your mother's name, and what year she passed?
Her name was Mary, and she passed in 2006.
Okay. Well, I lost my mother as well, Bertha Mae Gully. I lost her in 2009. May her soul rest in peace. And she had inspired me to do a lot of things as well. Are there any persons in your life now that are present today that inspired you or on your journey here?
My daughter.
What's your daughter's name?
Elila.
Elila?
Elila.
Hello, Elila. Are you out there listening? This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz Up Blog Talk Radio. I hope you're listening, and your mom is a great person. She is very great. And so I would also like to ask you, Dana, can you tell us a little bit about the book? I read a little bit about on your bio. Most people that do go through struggles in life, and I read some stuff in your bio how you had went through some struggles, which most every human being does go through struggles. And what gave you strength to go through those struggles and keep in mind what your goals and what you still want to do, what your dream and what your passion? As you go through the struggle, what still kept you strong to hang in there?
That is God and my mother and, you know, and my cousins I grew up with. And my mom, she taught me about God and how to depend on him, you know, when I'm going through something. So my mom was a big inspiration. She encouraged me to want to do better in life, so...
Right, right. Are you representing a church there where you live? Can you mention what city you're from, please?
Tulsa. I'm from Tulsa.
Tulsa? Okay.
Yes.
The name of the church you attend?
Greater Vision.
Okay, okay. Are you in a church choir? Do you sing?
No, I've been in a choir before, but it's been a while.
Okay. So I would like for you to give everyone your fan page information and how to reach you and stay connected with you, Facebook or Twitter or your email address. So go ahead.
Well, they can either contact me. I got a couple of outlets, LinkedIn, Twitter, Tumblr, but anyway, yeah. Or they can contact me at DanaRidges@gmail.com. DanaRidges@gmail.com, or Facebook.
All right, and hang in there, Dana. I am not done with you. We're gonna play some spiritual music here. I am gonna play God's Got It. Don't go nowhere, Dana. We'll be right back.
Okay, I won't. All right.
Yo, P. Stay ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa.
Looking for God, I know that you heard, but in time God is really gonna
work.
Whoa. Why?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. This is Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. I am speaking with Dana Riddicks on her new book called By and By. All right, Dana. I would like to ask you, based on what I read about your bio, after your mom had passed away, how did you get through that?
Excuse me?
How did you get through the passing of your mother?
It was really rough. Well, my church, it was a great, they supported me a lot. But I went through a lot of struggle, to get where, where I am right now, but yeah, it was a hard time. But thank God for bring me through.
So, during your time, you wrote a lot of poetry.
Yes, I did. I wrote poetry during that time, that's been, I wrote a lot of poetry. And I just try to that's basically how I get through stuff. When I'm going through something, I write it down. So that really did help me too. So,
right. So there's some poetry in the book, or just one particular one? That one you mentioned earlier.
That was it. That was one of them. But there's other ones I haven't published yet. So I'm working on that. I'm getting in some of my other poems together. So eventually I'm going to have, another book out, because a lot of other poems I didn't even put in that book. So.
Right. So have you done any community projects in your community or with your church regarding with your passion and what you like to do?
Yes, I've read before the church, and I've shared my poems with my church and some other charity and events I've helped with at my church and stuff. So.
Okay, so how did you get picked in the Editor's Choice Awards on your book?
I received it on a poem called By and By. It's like I said, you know, it's the first one that I had got an award for. And that was basically inspired by my mom because I wrote that poem right after, like a couple of days after she had, you know, died, so passed away. So that's what that one was inspired by. So.
Okay. So what I want to do is ask you to mention your resources, your information, your fan page information on Twitter, Facebook, and your email, one of your emails. And where to purchase your book. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, they can purchase my book on Amazon or Kindle, at the Kindle bookstore. And they can contact me on Facebook. Or my email is danielreggies@gmail.com. Or they can contact me on Twitter also.
Okay. What was your testimony?
My testimony? Wow.
It's a lot. Just mention
a
couple things.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. I mean,
Just mention a couple of them. Be fine.
Well, when I was doing my life, God had blessed me to come out. I've come out of, I've experienced a lot of abuse when I was growing up. And so God has helped me to heal from all that. And also, God been losing me from addiction too. I had a struggle with addiction for a while, but so it would be just a few things,
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I would like to ask you, what inspiring words you have to speak now for those that are listening now here on air? You have any inspiring words for those out there that are struggling?
Yes, I do. Yes. No matter how bad things look right now, no matter how bad things look right now, there's always hope, to keep that hope alive. Just keep trusting God to get you from day to day, no matter what's going on.
Right.
That's my inspiration for the day. Trust God.
Right. Okay, we're going to leave here for a minute and play one more song, and then I'm going to come back. And if you have anything else to say before you go, I would like for you to mention those three Facebook ministry sites on Facebook. And stay with me. We'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my season to reap what I but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season. for grace, for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Because this is my seed for grace. For favor, yeah. This is my season. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground? Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground.
All right, that is working. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. We're about at the end of the session for this evening with Dana Ridricks for her book, By and By. Hello, Dana, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any other word to speak on this evening to all of our listeners?
Well, actually, not really, but like I thought of something. Like whatever you're going through, you know, Jane, you know, you got to believe in yourself, too. That's the big thing, too. You have to believe in yourself. You know, it's like I told my daughter once, I told her, so it's good for other people to believe in you, but if you don't believe in yourself, it doesn't really matter what other people think of you. You have to believe in yourself.
That's true. So. That is true, and thank you, Dana. I would like for you to give all our listeners out there information about your Facebook ministry sites. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, God's People, you can look me up on the God's People. And, you know, for all the ladies out there, Christian Ladies Unite, that's a good one for women. So, and also, if you have any prayer requests or anything, anybody you would like to pray for, you can just contact me on God's People's Prayer List on Facebook.
Okay, and purchase your book called By and By.
Amazon or Kindle.
Okay. All right. And Dana, I want to thank you for coming on the show this evening. I really appreciate it. And by the way, I love that your book, it inspires me to write a book as well. But thank you. Keep in touch. If you have any new events that's coming up, you're welcome to come back on the show.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And later in the future, if you have anything new coming, you're welcome to come back on my show. And keep in touch.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for the opportunity, the privilege of being on your show.
You're welcome. I love you, girl. You know, keep it up.
I love you, too. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Everybody, that was Dana Ridricks. We're on her new book, By and By. She is a great inspiration. And my name is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I am signing out. I'm going to leave you with a spiritual sound called Say Yes by Miss Williams. Have a blessed evening, everyone.